This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes and asking you to study with us as we continue today the very important topic, some reasons why some men fail to arrive at truth in religious matters. Already we have pointed out that some men do not find the truth because they do not want the truth. They do not even look for it at all. They do not bother with even studying the Bible or anything that relates to it. A second reason that we have pointed out is that some seek the truth, but in a prejudiced way, pointing out that some people read the Bible a great deal, but they read it with their minds already made up as to what it ought to teach. But the Bible makes clear, as it gives the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 21, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven." And he pointed out that some will say in that day, that is the great and awful day of the judgment, "Why, Lord, didn't we prophesy in thy name? Didn't we in thy name do many mighty works?" and so on. But notice now the Lord's very important answer. But the Lord will say to them, "I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." You see, there are people who say, "I know the Lord, I've studied His Word, I have done what it says," but as a matter of fact, they have not. They have done what is taught in some creed or catechism. They have done what some religious body has taught. They have not done what the Bible teaches. Whereas Jesus made clear in the Sermon on the Mount that we must hunger and thirst after righteousness. Imagine a person going across a desert who for 2 days has had no water. How he longs for water, how there can hardly be anything else on his mind other than water. It is this kind of thirsting we should have for the Word of God. Imagine a person who's gone for a full week without anything at all to eat, how food will dominate his mind, how he longs for it, how he desires it with all of his being. Just so it is as we hunger and thirst after righteousness. We must hunger and thirst for the Word of God. There is a third reason why men never arrive at truth. And that's because some men believe the Bible is written in a mysterious language, that it cannot be understood. You see, there are some people who simply abandon a task that they think is hopeless, and they regard the Bible as being that kind of task. In other words, they say, "Well, the Bible is only for men who've been to school, who are scholars or theologians, and they can understand it, but I cannot, and therefore I will not bother to study it." But friends, this is a terrible misconception of the Bible. The Bible is a revelation of God to man, not simply to an intellectual elite, but to everybody. It doesn't matter how poor your education may be, the Bible is directed to you and you can understand it. As one man has said, the greatest aid to Bible study is honesty and applying to your own life what you have already learned that it teaches. This is of more value to you even than knowing how to read the original Hebrew and Greek, of knowing a great deal about syntax and so forth. The Bible is written in simple language. This came home to me when I was studying German and French and using the Bible to help me to do it. I would take a German or French Bible and then put on a record or a tape of the English Bible and let that English Bible play while I read in the German or French Bible. And I saw that it was no time at all that I could follow along in the German or French for the simple reason that the Bible is written in simple language. But when I turned to philosophical and theological writings of men, I could not yet read the German or French until I had done a great deal more study. You see, the Bible is written simply. I realize there are some things in the Bible that are difficult to understand, but the things that have to do with what must I do to be saved and what must I do to live the Christian life are written in plain and simple language. Now my point here is, you can understand it. You'll make a great mistake if you regard the Bible as simply written in a mysterious language that you cannot understand and therefore lead you to abandon the study of the Bible. I plead with you not to do that, but to be a reader of the Bible every day in full confidence that God has given us a revelation that every one of us can understand if we really want to do it. But our time is gone for today. I'm glad you've been with us. Please do be back with us again next time as we continue our study, Why Some Men Do Not Learn the Truth.